We're going to now learn various things that permit Yichud. In other words, up until now we have learned who Yichud applies to, right? It applies to anyone over Bar Bas Mitzvah with a man with a woman over three and a woman who's over Bas Mitzvah with a boy over nine. If there's Yichud, there's Yichud. We said it doesn't apply to fathers and daughters, mothers and sons, or grandparents and grandchildren. Okay? Sisters and brothers, we said it applies limited to, can't live together more than 30 days. Otherwise, doesn't apply to brothers and sisters. All other relatives, it does apply. Okay, now we're going to go to various situations or conditions that exempt a person from the prohibition of Yichud for various reasons. The first one is called Isho Mishamroso. A wife protects her husband. She guards her husband. And it's based on one of two svaras, and we'll see which one is the more predominant one, because it makes a big difference in what the halacha is based on what the logic behind it is. Some say the logic behind it is that a woman protects her husband more than, the Chazon Ish says, more than anything else, and she will not tolerate her husband being immoral in her presence. And therefore, what's it called? If the opportunity arises for the husband to be immoral with somebody and his wife is in the immediate area, she will see to it that it doesn't happen. That's one way of understanding it. The second way is we'll see the same svara where the husband, Baila Be'ir, where the husband is in the same city, right? There, it's pretty clear that the reason is that the woman's afraid to do something wrong because her husband's around, not because the husband's going to catch her. But it's just an innate fear that a woman has to do something wrong when she knows that her husband's around, even not in close proximity. So some say the same thing goes with Isho Mishamrosa. It doesn't mean that the woman is around and will stop any hanky-panky that her husband's getting involved in. What it means is that a man is afraid to do something if he knows that his wife is in some kind of proximity. What's the difference? The difference is, what if she's not close enough to do anything about it now? She's not going to interfere right now. She's away somewhere, far away, right? But he knows that she knows where he is. So if the idea is that there's a certain fear that a man has, a certain awe, then it applies even if the wife can't actually come and interfere. But if it's the idea that a woman watches her husband and interferes if he tries to do something wrong, then it only applies if she could interfere. We pretty much follow the second opinion, which is the more strict opinion. And Isho Mishamroso only applies if the woman is in close proximity where she could conceivably stop something that the husband would fall into of immorality. Okay. Therefore, it applies, one second, let's just see over here. Okay, now, it applies where it applies. In other words, where the woman is in close proximity, there is an exception, though, where we follow the second opinion, the more lenient opinion, that it applies even if the woman's not in close proximity. And that's by Yichud that's only rabbinic. Meaning, a man's not allowed to be alone with one woman from the Torah. But two women is only rabbinic. A man's not allowed to be alone with two women. A woman can be alone with two men, but a man not with two women, which we'll get to. We didn't learn that yet. So in a case where a man's not allowed to be alone with two women, but his wife is around, right, even in that close proximity, and she can't come and interfere, right? You just spoke to her on the phone, and she's somewhere in the other end of the city. As long as she's in the same city, the same concert, of Baila Be'ir, it helps when there's two women and one man. But it doesn't help with one woman and one man. There, the wife has to be close by, close enough that she could interfere if something went on. Okay, now, it does apply even if the door is locked. Because, and the wife doesn't have a key. Because if the wife senses that something's going on, she'll bang down the door. Or she'll knock on the door and the man will feel very uncomfortable with his wife standing outside the door banging and he's attempting something on the inside. Okay. Another thing, what's it called? Even if the yichud takes place in a field, at night, also, even if the woman is asleep, because a woman who's close by has this, like, intuition, right, eyes behind her head, just like with her children, that if her husband's doing something wrong in close proximity, she's going to wake up. Therefore, so I saw some poskim say, that only applies where she's sleeping normally. But if she took sleeping pills, so she can't wake up because she's medicated, then taka, the yichud applies. It wouldn't apply a normally sleeping person, but a person who's induced to sleep with medicine and is not going to wake up because she's medicated, there the yichud still applies. It applies even if the person that she's miyachid with is not a moral person. Still, there's a person that the husband's miyachid with, or the husband's not a moral person. Still, the wife is the greatest protection that a man has, and it therefore even helps if the person he's miyachid with is not moral. It even helps for a person who's libo gaspa. We're going to learn all these things later where it makes a difference. Libo gaspa means they're very familiar. It's a relative, a cousin, right, a niece. People are very familiar with each other, and therefore the chance of something happening may be even greater because they're familiar with each other. The wife breaks even that kind of yichud. And it also breaks even what's it called, if it's bekvias. In other words, if a wife is home, you could have a boarder live in your house, even sleep in the same room with you, as long as the wife is there in close proximity, even if she's in another room. And even if she's asleep. But if she's out of the house, not in very close proximity, she's somewhere down the block or whatever, and she's not immediately going to come back, then it doesn't help. It does not help by goyim. If a goy's wife is around, a woman still can't be alone with that goyish man. Or a jid can't be alone with that goy, a woman. With that goyish man, because his wife will watch him, by goyim we don't say that. We don't say that a goyish wife is going to watch her husband. Because not necessarily do they have the same standards or morals of a person, a Torah Jew. But it applies even to a Jew who's not observant, but not to a goy. So that pretty much is the halachas of Ishto Mishamraso. Next week we'll learn Bailo Be'ir, the opposite case, where the husband is in the city. And we'll see that it's much more lenient, the husband breaking yichud of his wife, than the wife breaking yichud of the husband. Because when it comes to the wife breaking the yichud of the husband, we follow the idea that it's because she will interfere, not because there's this awe or fear that the husband has. Where on the other hand, the opposite way, a woman has a fear, even if her husband is not going to interfere and can't interfere. He's away somewhere, but he's in the same city. There's a certain fear that she has that won't let her be immoral under most circumstances. So when we get to that, we'll see the differences between how the husband breaks yichud for his wife and how the wife breaks yichud for the husband. So far today, we've covered the first part, and next week we'll discuss a husband breaking yichud for his wife, and we'll see that it's much more lenient, and we'll compare it and go back and compare it to the case of the wife breaking yichud for the husband.